This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we explore the various institutions, jobs, and people that contribute to the creative industries in Washtenaw County and ultimately to our quality of life. I'm David Fair, and my partner in this weekly feature is Deb Pollack. Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And Deb, today we're going to look at a job that is vitally important that often overlooked by the general public.
Yeah, we like to take folks behind the scenes at Creative Impact, and today, literally, that's what we're doing. We're going behind the scenes to look at stagehands, and I'm very pleased to have Jared Van Eck with us today. He is a stagehand at the Michigan Theater, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Jared since he was just out of high school, and that's one of the great things about living and working in the same community for such a long time. You get a chance to watch somebody's career develop. So welcome to the show, Jared.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good to have you.
So Jared and I met when we were introduced, and he did some work for me at Art Train back a long time ago now, 14, 15, 16 years. And he was going to Washtenaw Community College studying music. Tell us a little bit how your career kind of evolved from there.
Oh, wow. One of the big things, I think, was that, you know, when I was going to Washtenaw studying music, and I'm really passionate about music, that, you know, working at a place like the Michigan Theater, you get all this exposure to music, you know, all these live events, all these shows loading in, and how frantic and hectic it can be when you see all these cases coming off of semi-trucks.
And you were working on the facility crew at that time, right? So you were working like janitorial cleanup and all that stuff, not on stage.
Yeah, I was working basically as a maintenance person for the building, you know, fixing stuff. And then IATSE has a presence at the theater.
And what is IATSE?
International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees.
So that's a union.
Correct, yeah. So Broadway shows and movies and...
They're the stagehands that do all the behind-the-scenes things. So you were introduced to them.
Yeah, and so I started my first call, I guess. I took, met the business agent. At the time was Cal Hazelbaker, and I met the business agent in the alley of the Michigan Theater and took my first call right there. He said, can you work a call? And one of the things I learned was you never say no. So I took my first call for Broken Social Scene. I had to look it up just to make sure, and I found that it was in November of 2006 was my first call as a stagehand.
And then somehow you become a projectionist, you become a sound engineer, and you become an integral part of the operations at the Michigan Theater. What process did you have to go through to get to that juncture?
It helps just not say no, I guess. You know, you got to not be, you got to be willing to do a lot of different things, and you'll get a lot of work that way as well, you know, is just being like, okay, yeah, I'll do some lighting. Yeah, I'll do some sound. And I always, you know, I definitely have my favorite part of the business is sound, but, you know, I love doing all the other stuff just because I love learning. Learning is a wonderful thing, and passing the knowledge on is also an important part of this as well.
Is it formal on the job training, or do you, by saying yes, get connected to somebody else who's willing to teach you? How does that work?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, you're never put in a situation where you're going to be in something dangerous. Someone's there with you, showing you, hey, this cable needs to be connected like this, or don't step over there.
And of course, learning how to do every component of what it takes to put forth a presentation, whether live or on film, that allows you to be ultimately employable no matter where you go.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the stagehand profession with Jared Van Eck. Jared is a sound technician and projectionist at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, among other things.
Yeah, so there's lots of jobs that stagehands do. And we mentioned a couple of them right there, sound, lighting, costumes, electricians, projectionists. And they do they do things on stage for theatricals and music, but they also get involved with trade shows and movies and all sorts of things. So there's a lot of different jobs. There are calls, you mentioned calls when somebody's doing a show and that comes into a town, but there's also what you are, which is you're on staff now at the Michigan Theater, so that makes you a house technician. A house technician.
Yep.
So it can go both ways, but they're still union jobs, right?
Correct.
What does the day in the life of a stagehand that's on call look like?
You know, that always can vary. People like to say, you know, what time are you going to be done, you know, when you take one of these calls? And it's like, I have no idea. Anything could possibly happen in a day. You might go in expecting you might only work 5 hours but you're going to end up working eight or more, depending on the situation. If you're having trouble getting some things going or whatever, because, you know, you got to get the show to happen. And so you need to do everything you can to make sure that it goes through. And so, you know, if you say you did a rock show at the Michigan Theater, you might have like a 5 hour in the morning starting at 8 a.m. and then they'll do sound check in the middle of the day and you'll come back late at night to do the loadout. So you might get done at 2 o'clock in the morning. You never know.
It's a varied lifestyle when you do
that. Oh, man, yeah. I've set my alarm clock for literally every hour of the day going to work. Not even kidding. Yeah, I've done a call in Detroit at the casino.
MGM or one of those?
Thank you. Yeah, the MGM. I started a call at 1 in the morning.
But you also have
an auto show, yeah.
But you have the ability to say yes or no. So if you want to take 3 or 4 or 5 or a week off, you can decide to do that, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and you know, I don't know how to say it. When you're first starting out in the business, it's a good idea to not say no and take calls. You know, if you're interested in it. If you're not interested in it, you know, it might not be the right profession for you if you're not willing to take calls at strange hours of the day, you know, or not really know what your schedule is. But there's lots of people in this business, especially that have other jobs or their own businesses. I know lots of people that come from going to school for photography or art or anything, you know, and then this is a good job. Sometimes if you just want to, you know, have a little extra work on the side, and if the business agent is flexible, you know, then it's a good opportunity for you to be just an extra.
And you can also make a full-time living on it. I did a quick look on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the mean wage for stagehands across the United States is about $68,000. And then when you're in some house tech situations, you get health care and other things with that too. So you can actually make a decent living if you're a full-time person with it. But and if you're a big fan of music and or theater or whatever else, you can also, as you said, augment another career doing something that you love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the heart of it, Jared, is it not about a passion? If you want to be in this industry and you have to be willing to take calls all times of day, all times of night, for weeks on end, the passion has to be there or you can't succeed, right?
Yes. I do believe that there are probably people that might just be doing this for a paycheck, but I am very passionate about this work. I love working at the Michigan Theater, and I love doing theater. It's great. It's a wonderful experience. One of my favorite times working in IATSE is working for the University Musical Society, and I've gotten to work on Royal Shakespeare and all these amazing creative shows coming through, and yeah.
So what, as we wind our time down together, Jared, what's on your bucket list? What kind of show or what specific show would you like to work?
Oh, wow. Yeah. The next one.
That's a great answer. I think in addition to the work you do, you also probably have great stories to tell. So you're probably having wonderful experiences throughout.
Can I comment on that, one of, you know, being a musician and loving music, you know, I've gotten to meet some of my heroes, you know, working on this job. I got to meet shake Philip Glass's hand when I worked on Einstein on the Beach for an entire month, you know. So
that's pretty special.
It was very special. And you know, people like Flying Lotus, I don't know if you're familiar with Flying Lotus.
Indeed.
An electronic musician. Yeah, I've gotten to talk with him and hang out with him. And Kid Koala, that was another one. There was a puppet show for UMS. That was one of the best shows I think I ever worked for, was the Kid Koala puppet show that happened. It was live. They videoed it live on stage, and then these puppeteers on stage. And then they played, they had like a string quartet, and then Kid Koala did all this electronic music, and it was wonderful.
So you know, while you're creating what we see on the stage, you're being influenced by that work as well. So,
absolutely.
It comes absolutely. 360 all the way around. Well, Jared, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. That is Jared Van Eck. Jared is a sound technician and projectionist at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor, and we'll see you next Tuesday, Deb.
Yes, looking forward to it, David.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.